The only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaul Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shauldesmond.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. We are the only daily business news broadcast an hour each day, Monday through Friday, in the Midwest, and we're grateful that you have tuned us in once again today. In studio with us is our friend Mark Wyatt from the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, and at his side is Scott Garner, and Scott is with Ragbri.
Indeed.
What are you guys doing hanging out together? What's going on?
We've got a little partnership. I mean, we work together quite a bit. Yeah,
we collaborate.
Old bromance.
There you go. I'm going to miss that bromance that happens in Washington, D.C. You know, that's just fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Those guys are fun to watch. All right. We're going to spend some time talking about the economics of bicycling. And we're going to talk about it from not only a statewide adventure, but also the economics that Ragbri brings to Iowa and the cities along the route. And during that conversation, maybe we can get Scott to give us a hint as to where the...
I would not hold your breath.
Nah. Do you know?
I do know, yes.
Get the waterboard! There's a lot of people hanging on every word. You know that, don't you?
There are. There are some that are listening in just for that, but I will not slip.
And the reason for that, all right, the reason for that, this is a big deal, not just for Iowa, but also the entire Midwest. Ragbri is a huge economic driver for so many, right?
It is, yes. It is. There was a study done several years back about the economic impact of Ragbri, and it is significant. And not only for the overnight towns, but the pass-through towns each day. And then all of the outliers, like charter bus companies, airlines, hotels,
Casey's General Stores.
I mean, everybody benefits from it.
Mr. Karras never imagined that it would be this big.
No, it was just a free ride across the state to get my vacation paid for as long as I write a few articles. And that was the original idea.
That was the original idea.
Yeah.
I remember it well. Now, as far as the route, you guys will be mentioning maybe where that is going to be?
We will mention it to a few thousand people.
Mm-hmm.
On
it's going to be live streamed, right?
Live stream. If you go to ragbri.com, there'll be a link there to live stream the actual announcement.
This is the announcement party that takes place here in Des Moines this weekend.
Yeah, but it's more fun to go. I think that's probably the key, is that we'll have 1,000 people that show up and from all across the Midwest just to figure out where that route's going to be.
Yeah.
And we throw a pretty good party, I would say. You know, there's some free beer, there's some food, there's a heck of a silent auction, and you don't even have to be there to participate in the silent auction. You can go on Handbid and look up Ragbri.
Look at this.
Route announcement and start bidding
on some
so great
techie
deals. It's going
to
be fun.
Listen to this. Now, I was told and that was the voice of Mark Wyatt, by the way, with the Iowa Bicycle Coalition. We're going to talk about economics and bicycling with Mark in just a moment. But I was told that we can expect something relative to this particular route that might be extraordinary. Now, that was what I was told, okay? I was told that. So that would lead me to believe that you're going to abandon Iowa and go across Nebraska.
Well, that would be
extraordinary.
Extraordinary, yeah. Yes, because that would be God's country if we went to Custerland.
So. Excuse me.
I can assure you it will stay within the borders.
All right,
of Iowa.
So the next supposition was, well, this is going to be a corner-to-corner route from, like, Sioux City down to Fort Madison. And ooh, somebody said, you know, that's already been done. So the next thought was, all right, we're going to scrap this whole thing altogether, this whole west-to-east business, and go from the Mississippi to the Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go in reverse. And that was also proven to be incorrect.
Yes. We will not go east to west. We will continue going west to east.
Why?
Two primary reasons. One, prevailing winds. And
yeah,
two,
which by the way, really doesn't matter a heck of a lot because on Ragbri, it's always in your face.
It seems that way, yeah. But the other reason is that we don't want riders riding into a setting sun late in the day. Riders are tired. We don't want them looking into the sun. We'd rather have them looking into the sun when they first take off.
Now, sadly, sometimes drivers are driving into the sun.
Yes, they are.
We need to always be reminded of that as well. So the route will be talked about.
Yeah, we will. Well, a lot of the evening is a huge fundraiser.
Party.
It's a huge fundraiser for Mark's because it, like you mentioned, the silent auction's going on. But it is the best kept secret in Iowa. And we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun planning a route, but we have more fun letting folks know in on the secret. And that is a lot of fun.
Now, this is all held in conjunction, Mark, with the Iowa Bicycle Coalition and mm-hmm. the Bike Expo that's happening in Des Moines this weekend, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So talk about that a little bit.
We take over Hy-Vee Hall A, so we got 50,000 square feet of floor space that we're going to be showing bikes, gear, destinations, events, and some other things, and some real good surprises. There might be some beer on the floor, too.
No.
It's really the best of bicycling. And you know, we're going to have retailers showing off what you want. And people are shopping for their summer right there. So 130 vendor spaces. We're loaded up this year. We sold out the last booth, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, and as long as one of the bike organizations or one of the bike stores brings their bicycle margarita maker.
Right,
that should be great fun.
Right, right, perfect.
That should be great fun. All right, let's talk about the economics in bicycling. Now, here we spent 5 or 6 minutes talking about the Ragbri route, the party, the announcement, the bike coalition, and the bike expo. That's a lot of bike talk.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why is this so important?
You know, I think this is the interesting thing. Bicycling as tourism does something that no other tourism place can do. You sink millions into Des Moines. You go to the Science Center. You go to the Botanical Center inside the big city. But, you know, bicycling takes you out. And you start dropping money at the local cafes. And, you know, you go to White Rock to go mountain biking out in Coon Rapids. And you go to places that don't normally see that level of tourism. And I think that's the opportunity we have with bicycling. It takes you out.
It takes you out. Okay. So that from a sociological standpoint, I mean, you know, that's a big word to put mm-hmm. on bicycling. But just that interaction with people, the exercise quality mm-hmm. that brings to that. I know our good friend Chuck Offenberger often, and you know Chuck, mm-hmm. Chuck's a great guy, and he often speaks to his health care situation that he had several years ago, and he only survived that because he was in pretty good shape because he cycled.
Right.
Now, when we talk about economics and some of the pass-through towns, not only for Ragbri, but also bicycling in general, this ain't a cheap sport. But for those of us who are into it, we know that.
It can be.
But it can be.
You can spend as much as you want. You can buy fast.
Yes, you can.
I think
buy
that's
fast.
Important. You can buy up and upgrade to fast, which is great. But, yeah, I mean, Ragbri is one thing. And we estimate, you know, $25 million or so that's spent during Ragbri. But if you look at bicycling as a whole, it's $365 million. That's $1 million a day in direct and indirect spending from bicycling as a whole. So Ragbri is a fraction of that. And that's a pretty darn good week during that week. But, you know, there's a lot of bicycling that happens outside.
Not only that, but even outside of Ragbri, with all the trail systems we have here in Iowa, with all of the opportunities we have in Iowa, there are many communities that have built themselves back up from just derelict soft spots in the road.
Oh, yeah.
To some communities of vibrancy.
Well, you go over to Bondurant, they got that trail in, New Brewery, and the other
Redfield,
place across the street,
Adele.
Redfield.
You just keep going down the line.
Taking off,
yeah.
It's just amazing.
Boy, there's so many things to go down the path on. Yet, at the same time that we're $365 million spent on bicycle gear and all of that and the good stuff that happens with the economics and the good stuff that happens with all the communities, still, Iowa's not regarded as a necessarily bike-friendly state.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, and that's not how well you wave at bicyclists or smile. It's a lot to do with the policy efforts. So we're working really hard with the DOT and with the legislature. In fact, I just came from there and working on some policy issues that can improve things for bicycling. And I think that's going to be part of that equation to getting our bicycle-friendly ranking back to where it really should be.
And once that happens, and I think one of the things that legislators, you know, they're all concerned about how are we going to cut $110 million out of the budget so far this year. But one of the things that if it can be, again, couched in this whole conversation about economic development and what that can mean for struggling rural Iowa, and let's not be bashful about that. Rural Iowa is and has been struggling for a long, long mm-hmm. time, even though Iowa Rural Development Fund, USDA, has pumped billions of dollars into rural Iowa. Still, there's some real issues out there in employability and transportation and all kinds mm-hmm. of other things. But if cycling in one manner or another can help rural Iowa grow and prosper, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think we want to stifle that. I don't think we want regulations that are going to keep people from bicycling. You want more people to bicycle. And I think that's some of the things that we need to keep in mind as policies move forward.
And Mark Wyatt is with us as well as Scott Garner. Scott is with RAGBRAI and Mark Wyatt is with the Iowa Bicycle Coalition. One of the other things about that is that this trend is happening nationwide where, you know, we talk about bike-friendly places like Portland or other places that are out there that tend to really understand that it's a mobility issue. Mm-hmm. It's a change of lifestyle. And with now literally thousands of people moving to city cores, transportation issues, we ask the MPO for crying mm-hmm. out loud, you know, they're all talking about how we our modalities are changing and changing drastically. Some people don't even own cars, for crying out loud, anymore.
Right.
It really is stunning. Mark Wyatt with the Iowa Bicycle Coalition and Scott Garner with RAGBRAI. So when you're not, have you been on the secret route yet?
Yes.
You have been on the secret route.
Yes, I haven't ridden it on a bike yet. But,
but you were in a car or something like that?
Yeah. Absolutely,
so
yes.
While you were going on the secret route, did you see any familiar sights?
Well, sure. I saw.
Did you see any water towers that we could talk about?
We saw a few water towers. Mm-hmm. I saw a few empty fields.
Empty fields.
Passed through a couple of small towns.
Now, how long ago did you go on this little trek?
Well, it's been a month or more.
So you've known for a month.
We've had a fairly good idea. Yeah. It really finalized this month, but we get started on it in the late fall.
So planning for this event, which really starts to take place after the last RAGBRAI. Mm-hmm. So you've had some time to kind of work on where this super secret route is going to go.
Yes, yes.
And you've seen things along the way.
We've seen several things.
Have you mentioned, has anyone spoken to you in a different language while you were out there wandering around?
We don't.
Like Dutch or?
We don't interact. We're under the radar as much as possible.
So you don't drive the big register van?
Absolutely
anywhere?
Not. No. You can't tell that it's
incognito.
Us.
You wear glasses and sunglasses and dark suits?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
you know, this isn't all true because one year they were in my hometown and TJ was talking on the phone to me in my town, scouting my town, and didn't tell me the entire time. So he's like, boy, I'd better be careful. I could run into him.
just here, you know.
Yeah, it just happened.
A few years back, our starting town was the hometown of a couple of our crew members.
Uh-oh.
And we really did have to be careful as we were driving through town. And I literally kind of shrunk down in my seat a little bit as we passed by his house because if he's looking out his window, he would have seen us driving by.
And
so
somebody would have said,
There would have been one and only one reason why we would have been in town that day. So it's we do have to be careful.
Yeah, I would imagine so. So all of this gets underway Saturday night, right?
Saturday, 7 p.m.
Yeah, but the Bike Expo kicks off on Friday or Saturday?
Saturday at 10 a.m. We have an education conference on Friday. You know, that's where we gather engineers and city officials and we teach them how to build better bicycle facilities.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. And
are legislators invited?
Absolutely. I don't know if we've had any that show up, but we're definitely, you know, Friday's kind of a weird thing for session. They're usually back home, so we haven't worked on that.
Charles Schneider lives in West Des Moines. I could have him there if you want.
That'd be great. We're also this year going to be doing a bicycle rally at the Capitol on February 22nd. So that's going to be, you know, that time.
Do we have to ride there?
You can if you want. And hopefully the weather is perfect and everybody can ride there.
Like tomorrow is supposed to be like 50 degrees. Some of us are getting the itch already. All right. Well, it all kicks off on Saturday. Not only the Bike Expo with Iowa Bicycle Coalition, but also the RAGBRAI announcement party. Can people still sign up to go to that thing? Are you sold out?
Yeah. IowaBicycleCoalition.org. And click on the RAD announcement party link and you can
So how much does it cost to go?
I don't know. Tickets, if early you're in tickets the media, started.
How much does it cost to go?
Oh, we'll get you in,
it's
Michael.
Double.
No problem. yeah, I think tickets are somewhere between 35 and 50. It just depends on where yeah. that you buy them.
Yeah, and there is a discount for members.
Yeah, yeah. If you're an Iowa Bicycle Coalition
yeah,
member,
tickets are still available. Entertainment. We'll have the Nadas playing.
Not the Nadas.
At the oh, yeah. evening. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Jason and the guys. Yeah. Good folks.
They'll yeah, be yeah. they'll be up there. Entertaining.
Are there besides Ragbri? Are there any better ambassadors for Iowa than the Nadas? You got to think about that. You know, those guys are just all over the place. Good guys, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
One
yeah.
of them happens to live in the village of Windsor Heights, so I can say that. You know? we constantly name drop around here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just a very important part of what it is that we do. Thank you very much for making time to come down here and talk to us about not only the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, the economics of cycling, but also the big, well, it is the Bike Expo that happens this Saturday at Wells Fargo, and also the big-time party. And it happens in the same place, right?
Yeah, it is. The expo is in the lower floors of the event center, and then the actual route party will be up in the ballroom. So it's a great venue for Reynolds.
You know, what a heck of a venue it is, you know, compared to early years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's evolved quite a bit. So
it used to be in the barn.
We enjoy being there, and it's a great spot, but it's a good time. A lot of people have fun.
Scott, thanks so much for making time to come down here and say hi to TJ for us. I know he's out busy. He's probably in the last moments of trying to figure out exactly where in Iowa was that directional sign that says this is the route.
No, we shipped him out of state. That way nobody can ask the question.
Very good.
It's easiest if you're not here.
But you had great guts in bringing – this is all right. Still can't get it out of him.
Saturday.
All right, we've got to clear aside because what? Well, we're going to check out what happened today on Wall Street. This is still, by the way, the Business News Hour, and we will do that when we come back. Our thanks to the Iowa Bicycle Coalition and to Ragbri for a conversation about cycling, economics, and your opportunity to attend a great time this weekend. Next, the Wall Street Report.
Oh, yeah, all right. I'm feeling kind of lonely too, if you don't mind. Can I sit down here beside you?